And the day, the tow away, Wednesday night, away Akiva Rosenbaum.
Oh, good evening, Rabbi Isai. So, Rish is called Shvirt, Rav Simcha. First, Gavaldika, work that he's done the whole year. That's Hashem, everyone should have a Kesimach Simcha Tev, and a good Gebenz to Yor. Now, tonight's Shaila, everyone's seen already the Shaila under discussion, Mitzvah Hashem is going to be connected to Sukkos. And the question is, how the Sukkos coming now? We're still before Rosh Hashanah. Everyone should be something about Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. What's going on? The Avodram says, very interesting to Zach, there's a machlikas in the Gemara, where the world was created in Nisan, or the world was created in Tishri. Machlikas of Releza, and of Yeshua, Gemara, Nishan, machlikas. So, according to the man, the Omar, that was in Nisan, then it's Shver, why is the Yom Hadin on the face of Tishri? If the day of creation was the face of Tishri, I understand, that's the cycle. But if it was created on Nisan, why is the Yom Hadin on the face of Tishri? So the Avodram writes, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berev Racham of the Chassadah wanted to judge us in a month which will be a special Yisrotzen. Yerach HaYisonim, a very good month which will give us a good chance, Beit Hashem will go through well in the Yom Hadin. And that's the month of Tishri, because it's got the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah, of Shiv, and the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, and the mitzvah of Sukkot. That's why this month is a special month, which is good for us. So the Leila, what's going on? It's only later on. The Meister of Sassanus writes that there's a baskel which comes out on Motzim Kippur and it says, Lech echil besimchas lechmecha, ki kvar rotza likinis ma'asecha. And the Sassanus asks, why do you say ki kvar rotza? Hashem has already been appeased. What's already? So Sassanus writes that when it comes to Yom Hadin, maybe what happens if it's a bit of a shver matzah? Hashem looks, what's going to be in a few days, in a few months, what's going to be, and Hashem already puts some on the cheshbon from now. So Hashem already looks at Sukkos when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. That's what Avodram writes. That's the Eis Rotzen because of Sukkos. So it's quite topical, even when it comes to Rosh Hashanah time, to already discuss a Sukkos Shaila. So the Shaila goes like this. What happens if Chas V'Shalom, we hope it's not going to happen, but we're talking about in previous years, generations, when there used to be rain on Sukkos, then, and what happens if on the roof, I've got a roof on top of my schach, and it's been a rainy night or a rainy day, and the water has collected, the water has accumulated on top of the plastic, and now I want to go into my sukkah, and I want to be in the midst of yeshiva sukkah, and I have to open my roof. So the question is, what happens if when I open the roof, the water is going to drip off? And if the water is going to drip off, maybe it can run into problems with the place where the water drips onto. Because very often, those have the sukkahs in the back of the, next to the, in the garden. And when they open the roof, the water is going to drip off, and it's going to go, and it's going to water the grass in the garden. So, the question is the watering. We'll start off with the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara says in Moed Katan, beginning, Daf Beis, which is going to get also for Shmita, coming up, which is also Yom HaDiyama. I'm not doing a collection now. The halach is if somebody's mashke, zroim, if somebody waters the seeds or grass, then there's machlikas in the Gemara. Mishum, which malach is echayv? Is echayv because of zirea, because of planting, or because of chirish, because it actually makes the ground softer, and that makes the ground better, and like that's going to grow better. Machlikas in the Gemara, mishum zirea, mishum chirish. And we pass on that lechiv is mishum zirea. That means it makes
the ground better.
Oh, we're going to go into this. This is the grace. The Gemara does not discuss in the case of that Kavana. The Gemara is talking about somebody that actually does it with Kavana. He's Chayim Mishum Zerea. But the Mishnah Berurah brings that the law of Rishonim say that you also Chayim Mishum Chirush. Now, the difference whether the Chiv is Mishum Zerea or the Chiv is Mishum Chirush, if it's Mishum Zerea, then it's only if there's ready grass there and there's grass growing and you're making it grow better. If it's Mishum Chirush, which means you're making the soil, the ground better, then it could be even before anything has been planted there, but as long as it's karka, which could be planted, and you're making it better, making it easier to softer, and it's going to be easier to grow things there, and you're also going to be over. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shem Lamadvav, that there's also chiyuv shemchirush, which makes a big difference, which could make a big difference, even on soil, it's also going to be a problem. So the shayla could be negea. It's more negea if you have grass next to your sukkah, and even if you don't have grass, lechayra, it could also be a shayla. But that shayla is much more kal. It could be it's only if you're actually doing it in order to make it to make the ground softer. So we're gonna discuss more if there is grass. Oh, so you can have lots of different cases of sukkahs. Let's talk about four cases. You can have one case where next to your sukkah you've got grass or you've got plants, and then you can have someone next to your sukkah they have weeds. That's even if it's on concrete, but between it comes out very often. Between there grows weeds. And then you can have karaka, which is next door. You can have flat ground without anything grown that we just mentioned. And then you can have hard ground, which is concrete. Right. So we'll start off with concrete. Then really, there's no shadows at all. Then you're safe. Nothing to talk about. That's no problem. Oh, we'll come to that in a minute. Oh, very good, Shkoyah. But the main shaila is what happens if next to the sukkah you've got the grass growing. Now, number one, you mentioned before that the ikka problem is only if you're mechaber. What happens if you're not mechaber? So we've got the Mishnah Brua, the mechaber in Shin Amazov says that even if you're not mechaber, but there's halacha of a psikresha, that means that although if I'm doing an action which I'm not interested in the outcome, but if it's definitely going to come, that's called a psikresha. And psikresha doesn't have the het of in the mechaber. So over here, if you're going to have water which is going to come, it's definitely going to come onto the grass, then that's called a psikresha. Now by psikresha, there's two types of psikresha. There's psikresha, means that there's something going to happen, but it's called psikresha denichele. It means that I've got an interest in that outcome, although I'm not doing it for that, but I'm very happy with the outcome to come from an action. That's called psikresha denichele. Now there's another case of psikresha, which is called psikresha delay nichele, which means that I'm not happy with the outcome, I'm not interested in it, and I'm not happy with it. That's called psikresha delay nichele. Now there's a major machlokes in Tosfos, whether psikresha delay nichele is muta or is it asur. Machlokes in Tosfos, one of the long Tosfos in the Ksuvos about it. The Aruch holds that psikresha delay nichele, that means if I'm doing an action and it's going to definitely come out something else, but I'm not interested in that outcome, then I'm okay. That's muta. Psikresha delay nichele is okay. Not blech machsheves, muta. The other opinion in Tosfos is that it's asur. Psikresha, although the outcome is gonna come out, I'm not interested in it, I don't want it, but it's still asur. So, now let's think about the case over here. The water which is gonna come down is gonna come onto the grass, which might make the grass grow better. Is that outcome something which is nichele, something that you're happy about? Or is it something that you're not happy about? Loi nichele. Loi nichele. Rav Simcha says, loi nichele. You don't care about it. You're not interested in it. And especially, someone told me in Manchester, definitely loi nichele, because it's got plenty of rain in any case. So, that makes the shayla easier, because it's gone down to maximum of drabana. Psikresha, loi nichele is drabana. So, not only in the case that I mentioned before, if it's weeds next to your garden, next to your sukkah, even if it's not weeds, even if it's grass, but it's already psikresha, loi nichele, which can put it down to a drabana. Now, some people will say, what happens if you've got... Sorry? No. We're going to come to... It's going to be a tzur. Oh. Now, let's go to another snip, which is something we have to take into account. Now, we know that to do a mice on Shabbos is also... Now, groma could also be more cal in certain cases. How do you look at this? Do you look at it as your action, or is it a groma? So, pashtus, if it goes straight off the grass onto the... If it goes straight off the roof onto the grass, that would be called a mice, because you're pushing up and it goes straight down. There is a shaila in some place came about, a similar case. What happened if someone turns on the tap? There's a shaila about it in Herod Tzvi, in the kibbutz Chavetz Chaim, in Herod Tzvi, the way it was, they turned on the taps and the pipes went out into the fields. And it was a way they used to get the fields. It was a long, long pipe, and went into the fields and made the things grow better. So over there, they talk about it, the Herod Tzvi, and other places can they say that it could be the head of groma, which has it. You're turning on over here, it goes down the pipe and eventually it goes out into the grass. That could be a groma. So the vowel, this is not the gear. In a normal case, then the chayot a maisa. And that's the case I mentioned before, if it goes on the concrete, and from the concrete, let's say you've got paved stones next to the sukkah, it's quite normal. And next to it, sometimes you have a grass, and it's going to go from there onto the grass. Then it also makes it a little bit easier, because there it's only going to be a groma. Now, The shaila is as a, so we just mentioned before that it could be because there's a lot of rain over here, and especially if you're not interested in the grass, then it's to create a delay nichale. Now, besides that, there's a big chiddush, which the Chut Shani, that is Reb Nissim Karelitz, he quotes from the Yireim, a great chiddush, a great kula, which he applies to over here. Now, the main shaila in the Shulchan Aruch, which is relevant over here, is in Shin Lamed Vav. And it says over there the halacha of washing your hands. What about washing your hands? Ha'eichlin beginners. People are eating the garden. Shin Lamed Vav Gimel. Ha'eichlin beginners. Asurim lito v'yedeim ala asav. You mustn't wash your hands on the grass. Shemash kimayisam, because that is watering them. Afa pishin on mechavim. Malulim on mechavim. Psik reisha. It's a psik reisha. So it says those that eat in the garden, they mustn't wash their hands in the garden, because that's a psik reisha. Now this din over here, that's a psik reisha. Number one, there's the Maharal, which argues on it. This is a big chiddush. It's not the halacha. But some place can bring in over here also as a sniff. The Maharal says, because it's only going to happen eventually, it's something which is not a direct outcome, it's going to happen now, straight away. Eventually it's going to grow because of this water. He tells us that's okay. Now the place can argue on this. But Al-Kaponim, in this halacha, in Shin Lamed Vav, it says that it's awesome. Now when the Iranian says this halacha, he says, you're not allowed to wash your hands in the garden in the summer. When the garden needs to have the water, that's when it's awesome. So the Chut Shani says that you see from the Iranian that in a time when it's already all wet, then there's no, it's not just a secretion of the nichele, it's partially a private swar over here, you're not doing anything. If it's already saturated in water, and you add on a bit more water, then you're not doing anything. So says Rav Nissim, he says, most times when this shaila is negeh, what happens? It's been rainy all day. It doesn't just rain on the sukkah, it rains around the sukkah as well, right? So it's going to be wet all around. So it's already all wet. The grass is already soaking. So when you open your sukkah now, then yeah, what grass are you soaking? You're not soaking dry grass. You're soaking grass that's already soaking wet. So he says, according to Yireim, then we're going to have a het over here. So that's the psak which the Chut Shani says, and it's more down Aruch Shabbos, that there's a heta to open the sukkah because it's already wet. Now the shayla is what's going to be. Someone asked, what's going
to
be?
In the morning, you come to the sea, oh, it's already dry. Oh,
that's right. Then you're going to be stuck.
So why can't the Gentile?
Oh, look at this. Oh, hit the nail in the head. Murdik. Yeah. So that's taka very shantazach. Although we say psikresha is asa, psikresha alidea go is muta. So, if you get a Gentile Moshe, you're going to get a Gentile for everyone in Manchester. That's a bit, it's not so easy to get someone. But if you can get a goy, that's definitely okay. Because even though Psychrasia is also, if you can get a Shabbos goy to do it, that's okay. Sorry? Oh, you shouldn't get a goy in the sukkah. Somebody have to put it outside. Right. I hear. So, that's number one. If you get through a goy, then you're okay. Sorry?
Next day you go to the
seal
at 12 o'clock.
Oh, so it's ready dry.
Now you do it now.
Oh, so if you've got a goy, that's okay. Rav Simcha not happy about letting a goy in the sukkah. Yeah, 100%. No, it's got a makoy. It's, I hear the kafacham in the dam. There's only not to bring a goy in the sukkah. Yeah. What, when the sukkah's closed, also not to name it? Yeah, when it's open, then it go out quick, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's one etzah. Now, somebody told me that he asked the shayla to Rebbe Falk a couple of years ago, and he wrote a shayla to him. Rebbe Falk didn't answer bichtav, but the answer that he got back, that it's advisable to put a plastic next to the sukkah, and like that, when the water comes off the roof, let's say a long plastic tablecloth, it'll go down onto the plastic. Now, I didn't see his psakos bel peh, but somebody asked that even if it goes on the plastic, it's going to carry on, it's going to go. But probably number one, it's gonna move it down from a psik reisha to the lavshin. It's not definitely gonna go off the grass. And even if you've already moved it down to a grommet. So, and also there's a tshuva in the back of the sefer. There's a sefer from Reb Zekel Palak called Vayhi Ben Soya. It's a very well-known sefer. It's used mostly for holidays. At the back, he's got a few tshuvas, and one of the tshuvas is about this. This discussion, he has a shayla in Antwerp. He said a few times it's been raining on Sukkot, and the shayla came to him Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he also goes through these in Yonim, everything that we discussed. He says maybe there's a heta because of the rain and the kafachaim, that since it's already wet. And then he brings down, he quotes another tshuva, which I just want to say, another sniff that he says in that tshuva. He quotes from a sefer Lev Avrom, which I never heard of until I saw it quoted over here. Well, the Lev Avrom writes, he brings down that Tosfos, when he argues, we mentioned before the Machlokes Tosfos and the Aruch, a psik resha that you're not interested in the outcome. Is it mutar, is it asur? So there's a Gemara in Sukkah which talks about taking off the anovim from the hadas. And it says that if you've got a spare hadas, if you've already got another one, and now I've got a spare one, I'm allowed to take off the berries which make the hadas basa, I'm allowed to make the hadas kosher on Yom Tov. So the Aruch brings a raya from there, that psik resha, since you're not interested in the outcome, then you're okay. Now Tosfos, which holds that psik resha, delay nichle is asa, how does he learn that Gemara? So Tosfos says, I'll tell you why over there is mutter, because it's the mokum mitzvah. So Tosfos writes that although I'm not interested in the outcome, it's asa, but that's only if it's not the mokum mitzvah. If it's the mokum mitzvah, in order to be mekayem mitzvah, Tosfos agrees, psik resha, delay nichle is mutter. So the sefer that he quotes over there says, another hatzah over here to open the sukkah is in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of sukkah. So that could be another reason why it's okay, even if it's going to make a psik resha that the grass will grow. So the bottom line is, it's not 100% clear because we've got a machlokes between the Gedolei Achronim over here, whether it's okay because of the Yireim, because it's already wet, which is going to leave us in a problem in the case that you mentioned before. If it's already dry, that's going to be left us with a problem. We've got the Eitz of Shavu'ot Chag said to put down a plastic, and like that, you've moved it. I imagine this pshat in this psak was, you've moved it down from a psik resha to Enim Eskaven. And also, like you said, it's going to turn into a grom. We wish the ganz Eidma Ksivich Simatova and a good Gemensh to you. Thank you.